Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Everybody, it is hour number three here at Joe Messina Show and realsideradio.com. You can find joemessina.com and all the fun, exciting discussions that are taking place, previous shows, and news. And you can always give us a phone call this third hour at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I was talking in the last segment there about reasons why I'm deeply concerned about 2024. And really, not to say that it all is lost. I think there is a lot of opportunities, but at the same time, we have to be realistic and understand what the challenges are. One of the things that really disgusts me, if you will, about this current administration is how dishonest this administration, how much gaslighting they have used and the mainstream media have carried for them, from whether it's the economy to the Afghanistan withdrawal to Ukraine to immigration. The list goes on and on and on. Everything that they say is a lie. There's no other way to say it than that. We call it gaslighting. They are lying, and they are projecting the very worst of them onto conservatives. Everything that we see them talking about, conservatives are racist and they're sexist. And really, everything that you talk about is based upon racism and sexism. Everything that you promote is based upon identity agenda. You are all living in tens of million dollar mansions, flying jets all across the world, and that you're telling everybody that they can't buy a gas stove. I mean, The global warming, let's talk about this for a minute. I mean, we just saw Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris just stated that it is climate change, not the 7 or 8% interest rates. Climate change is why young people aren't buying homes. Talk about complete deflection. Talk about absolutely gaslighting us. No, it isn't the economy that they've created, this absolute abysmal disaster of an economy that they've created. I'm going to be talking more about that this hour. No. People aren't buying homes because climate change is why people are, concerned. This is Vice President Kamala Harris just stated today. This is from the Washington Free Beacon. Vice President Kamala Harris said young people aren't buying homes because of climate anxiety, not mentioning the sky-high interest rates under her boss, President Joe Biden. She says, and forgive my nasally drone here, young leaders suffer from climate anxiety, which is their fear about whether they should have children, whether they should ever think about buying a home for fear it might be wiped out because of extreme weather occurrences. Yeah, it's laughable. climate anxiety, which is their fear about whether they should have children, whether they should ever think about buying a home, for fear that it might be wiped out because of extreme weather occurrences. This is why people aren't buying homes. All the young wokesters that she's talking about, all they have to do is look at President Obama's mansions. You know, why would he buy a mansion on the coast, by the way, if it was going to wash into the sea because of global warming? And by the way, cheaper housing isn't on the ocean, where the sea is going to wash away your $300,000 three-bedroom, two-bath starter home. Housing prices have hit record highs under Joe Biden. And the Fed, taking a look at this rampant inflation that we're still mired in. Remember, transitory? It's transitory, Janet Yellen. They lied to you. They lied. 2 years ago, they were saying it's transitory, Jerome Powell. They all lied to you. Transitory. So the Fed realized, uh-oh, we better hike rates and we better do it quickly. And they've done it 11 times since Joe Biden's got in the saddle. Joe spends and the Fed hikes. And the inflation is still killing us. When was the last time, especially here in California, you filled up your tank of gas? You're $7 a gallon now, folks. And I'm not talking about the premium stuff. Regular is in the high sixes to the low sevens, depending upon where you are in California. And by the way, if you go to far-flung places like Death Valley, Furnace Creek, you're over $10 a gallon. Inflation is absolutely destroying us. That's driven housing prices to an all-time high and the cost of buying one to even worse highs because of the cost of financing is 7, 8% or even higher depending upon your credit score. National Association of Home Builders Chief Economist Robert Dietz told NPR, a lot of buyers have been priced out. If you don't have access to the bank of mom and dad to get that down payment, it's very challenging. A huge percentage of homes that are being bought with down payments from mom and dad. Did you know that? Well, don't worry. It's all about global warming. Forget about the economy. It's about climate change. How pathetic. We'll be back here after the break. Don't go away. Got more coming up here in hour number three at The Real Side Radio. JoeMessina.com, 855-732-5523. Be right back after the break.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was going to
do. I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Sorry to disappoint. Joe Messina is not in the chair tonight. This is Whiskey Dave here sitting in for Joe, as I do every so often. And Joe will be back again tomorrow night. It's always a pleasure being with you. And you can find us at joemessina.com. 855-732-5563 is the open line for you there as well. This segment, I want to talk a little bit more about why I believe Republicans are going to have a good opportunity next year to win the election. I talked in the last hour some of the concerns that I have
I truly do believe that if Republicans play it right and they understand messaging, that this absolute dismal economy could even get President Donald Trump reelected. Even if he gets convicted, and he hasn't yet, I understand that, but he is absolutely, he has a very strong chance of it with 94 and these absolute shams of judges and juries in extremely leftist areas. But according to Newsweek, which historically has always been very, very far left, Newsweek opinion, the results are in, Bidenomics is a complete failure. That's right, Newsweek magazine. The results are in, Bidenomics is a complete failure. Over the past several months, Joe Biden's been desperately traversing the country, trying to resuscitate his plummeting poll numbers and reassure American families that his economic agenda is working. He claims that multi-trillion dollar investments in green energy and excessive government spending will propel our economy into unprecedented heights of American prosperity. In other words, he is intentionally misleading Americans with the message that his fiscal policies, which he has coined Bidenomics, are beneficial. Fortunately, in poll after poll, the American people resoundingly reject Bidenomics because they see everywhere, from the gas station to the grocery store to the credit card statements, that the Biden administration's economic agenda has failed. Injecting trillions of dollars into our economy didn't deliver financial relief. It fueled the worst inflation crisis in more than 40 years. Naturally, President Biden ignores the reality of his economic policies. Thanks to Bidenomics, American families' credit card debt has reached a record $1 trillion as people struggle to pay their bills and feed their families under the weight of inflation. The dream of home ownership has slipped out of reach for countless Americans as mortgage rates approach 8%, and I will say higher than 8% for many borrowers, and banks tighten their lending requirements. 61% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. Gas prices are once again spiking nationwide due to the Biden administration's anti-American energy policies, and American households have lost, on average, $33,000 in real wealth just this year alone. No wonder almost two-thirds of Americans disapprove of President Biden's economic initiatives. To make matters worse, federal deficit, which was originally projected to return to pre-COVID levels, is now expected to double this year to $2 trillion, accelerating the catastrophic consequences of our $33 trillion national debt on our economic vitality and national security. This is one of many reasons why Fitch Ratings, one of the largest credit rating agencies in the country, recently downgraded our credit worthiness, pointing to our deteriorating fiscal stability and ballooning national debt. While House Republicans didn't create this mess, we are working hard to clean it up. Since the beginning of the 118th Congress, we have passed strong legislation to rebuild our economy, rein in the power of the executive branch, restore the congressional power of the purse, end wasteful spending, and reduce costs for American families. This opinion was written and opined by Representative Tom Emmer, who represents Minnesota's 6th District, and Majority Whip Representative Randy Finstra, who represents Iowa's 4th District in the House. They go on to talk about Biden's overreach in regulations and burdensome red tape, which have cost Americans nearly $10,000 per household. He's 122 executive orders have saddled families, farmers, and businesses with $1.5 trillion in additional and unforeseen expenses. And they say that Republicans passed both the REIN IN Inflation Act and the regulations from the Executive in Need of Scrutiny Act to curb record high inflation sparked by President Biden's wasteful spending policies and costly executive orders. These two pieces of legislation would require federal bureaucrats to report to Congress the estimated inflationary impact of any executive order before an official vote and ensure that every new major rule, that is, any rule with an annual effect on the American economy of $100 million or more, be approved by both the U.S. House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate before taking effect. I know that we have the Office of the Comptroller, and we take a look oftentimes at the impact of economic policies before they are voted on. But let's be realistic, folks. How many congresspeople and senators actually read the bills today? Right? You want to see from the CBC, that the Congressional Budget Office, the CBO numbers, I should say CBO, exactly that impact on every new rule, what the estimated inflationary impact of any executive order that any president will implement. They need that. This House of Representatives also took aim at President Biden's attempts through the Federal Housing Finance Agency to increase mortgage payments for homeowners with higher credit scores and redistribute those funds to individuals with low credit scores at a time when home mortgages are increasingly unaffordable. It's incredible that this president did that. He's punishing people that have played by the rules. It's estimated that this policy could swell mortgage payments for responsible taxpayers from anywhere between $400 to $1,200 per year. Our Free Market Mortgage Act, which passed the House, repeals this unfair rule. On top of higher costs and unrelenting inflation, we shall never stick our families with more taxes and more fees. It's not worked, folks. It just hasn't worked. We'll be back here after the break and the news with more at Real Side Radio. Do not go away.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update.
The hunt is underway for a new Speaker of the House. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan and House Majority Leader Steve Scalise of Louisiana announced their bids today. Additionally, Oklahoma Congressman Kevin Hearn is a potential contender. Starbucks is closing 7 locations in downtown San Francisco with no specific reason.
The company is closing stores in the Financial District, SoMa, and the Union Square areas on October 22nd. On Monday, Jessica Borton, the company's regional vice president for Northern California, said the closures come after evaluating the company's store portfolio, which it does every year.
That's Deanna Kodiak. Former President Trump was in New York City for day 3 of his civil fraud trial. Trump is accused by New York Attorney General Letitia James of inflating his net worth. The AG is seeking $250 million in fines and a ban on Trump's company doing business in New York. Dave Collins, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
My God.
My God.
Flying televisions.
How you guys all doing? How you feeling? I mean, I'm just going to ask you this for a minute. It's all been me talking for the last 2.5 hours. How are you feeling? Are you stressed? Are you angry? Are you upset? Are you hopeful? Do you think that things are going according to plan? Everybody I talk to, friends, family, there's even people that are doing well financially, there's a low-grade depression. I feel it with everybody I speak to. People are worried. People are stressed. People are short-tempered. And it's good to turn this stuff off, you know, because otherwise we get embroiled in it and it just brings us down. But I'm one of those individuals that is always truly optimistic. I think things are going to work out. You know, no one here gets out alive, whether you are barely making ends meet or a billionaire. We're all going to have the same health problems, and eventually we're all going to go away. And we can't take any of this with us. But the feeling that I'm having right now, I just went to a family event in Utah over the weekend. I had people from all over the country that visited in Park City. It was beautiful. There's a level of there's a shortness. I think people have a much lower level of patience today. I think people are quicker to snap or to immediately judge. And it's something whereby I take a look at, you know, from a purely anecdotal point of view, of course. This is just my experience. But I think people are worried. I think they're stressed. And people are looking for solutions. They don't want to feel this way. And leadership is something that people want to believe in. They want to take a look at a leader, whether it's a Trump or whoever it may be. And they want to believe in this person. They want to know that they're going to do a good job. By the way, I think Trump did an outstanding job in his 4 years. I think some of his policies were not properly enacted because he didn't have the time for it to all be implemented, trade and tariffs and things like that, which were pulled back after Biden took office. But now we're looking at a situation where next year may not be a binary decision for us, Trump-Biden, assuming both make it to Election Day. When I say not a binary decision, it's not going to be either or. We are now looking at multiple faceted election situations whereby you have candidacies from RFK to others, multiple different parties, whether it's independents, libertarian, no labels, and the like. And people are going to pick and choose according to where they believe leadership, true leadership, will allow them to have faith in this country. And with RFK Jr. announcing over the weekend that he's going to be announcing what looks like an independent candidacy, if you are a true believer in Donald Trump, if you are a true believer in Joe Biden, what will that mean to each of their candidacies? Democrats they're really upset about this. RFK Jr. is returning the copious fairness, if you will, even generosity, that they've shown him with big slaps on their faces. Over the weekend, Kennedy announced that he is going to announce on October 9th that he is running for president without the D next to his name. Sans Democrat. And he's going to be going to Philadelphia. Just that's exactly where Joe Biden staged the third Reichian denouncement of Donald Trump. Remember the big red? It was horrible. It looked like something out of a Pink Floyd The Wall video, you know? It was horrible. He said, MAGA voters threaten the very foundations of our republic. Well, in the coming weeks and months, there's going to be a lot of speculation as to who Kennedy's independent venture will help or hurt the most. Is it going to be Biden? Is it going to be Trump? A lot of people say, oh, it's going to hurt Joe Biden. It's going to hurt Joe Biden's replacement if he's replaced. I'm not so sure. There's a lot of people that are furious at Joe Biden that will vote against Joe Biden. They will vote for Trump if he's the only alternative nominee. But there's a lot of those people that are not happy with Trump. And they're looking for something else. And by the way, there's a lot of people that will vote for Republicanism next year because of COVID, because of the jabs, because of the lies that CDC and the NIH promulgated for 3 years that were carried by the mainstream media. And they see the Democrats just carrying the water for their pharmaceutical benefactors. Republicans may be the alternative, but they will listen to RFK and agree with him wholeheartedly. Kennedy is expected to condemn the attacks on First Amendment rights. This is a huge issue right now. Defense of the First Amendment, that makes Democrats uncomfortable. And unless it confirms to their censorship is free speech twist, this Orwellian twist that we are now hearing from them, they literally are saying it. Censorship is free speech. As long as people are saying what we agree with, I mean, it's beyond insane at this point. Where's the ACLU on this? Kennedy's jumping ship from the Democrats because he's worn out by them. It's the rigging of the primaries to favor Biden. Not allowing a primary? Not allowing RFK or Marianne Williamson or Cornel West or any of the others? This is like great dictator stuff here. And when Joe was forced to hang out in the basement in the last election, Democrats literally pulled him over the finish line, successfully fixing, you know, some state elections by a whisker, just so that Trump would lose. We have to understand that 4 years later, the Democrats have fine-tuned their election rigging. They believe, however lopsided public sentiment is against Joe, they will drag his withering carcass across that finish line once again, only to almost immediately see him stroke out, drop out, and we are now saddled with President Harris. RFK is leaving the Democrat Party because he's made repeated requests for Secret Service protection. He absolutely, if you've listened to him speak on Joe Rogan and other podcasts, he's absolutely convinced that the CIA killed his uncle, maybe his father. You know, if you listen to him, Sirhan Sirhan was not the trigger man. And when you listen to him, he's very compelling. So he's got to be saying, hey, look, Biden's handlers aren't giving me the protection that I need to stay alive. And that goes beyond the pale. It's not about budgets. It's not about adherence to protocol. This is the Democrat way. With Trump's ascension in 2015, the government elites absolutely revealed themselves to be a ruthless, unforgiving bunch. We saw it. We're still seeing it now with indictments. Started with false accusations and entrapments and impeachments and lawfare. Have targeted Trump and others, J6ers. This is going to continue, and we'll talk more about this after the break, about RFK Jr., why he might be there for us. Or you, me, I don't know. We'll be right back after the commercials to finish it up here at Westside Radio.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Do you think Joe Biden will be the Democrat nominee in 2024?
This is a legitimate question to you. I'm posing it to you. We all know that the Democrats are running him, but will he be the Democrat nominee? Will he die? Will he be given the hook? Will he stroke out? And if any of those do happen, what are the alternatives? I was just talking about RFK Jr. going independent. Is he going to be dragging Democrat votes with him? But what happens if Joe Biden isn't the nominee? If he dies, if he strokes out, if they decide that he's just not Copus Mentis anymore. Is it Michelle Obama? Well, she's a very, very wealthy woman who's paid lavishly to speak her mind, spout her opinions at very high-dollar progressive soirees around the world. She doesn't have it in her. There's no heavy lift in her. Why? What is she going to do? She's never had a position a day in her life other than being first lady. I just don't see it. You know, it's like saying Oprah Winfrey. Just because she's a woman of color. It's basically what they're doing. Speaking of women of color, Kamala?
This woman is listen. If you don't know Kamala Harris's story, you know, African American women, but women of color, black women, whatever, they love Kamala because they represent her, because of her skin tone, because of her gender. Kamala Harris is the most opportunistic politician that's ever come out of California. The only reason she became a district attorney in the city of San Francisco is because she was sleeping with Willie Brown, the Speaker of the House at the time, in the California Senate, California House, I should say. And he was married, by the way, and much, much older. Much, much older. He was an old man. And she literally slept her way into becoming DA. And from there, she was able to replace Barbara Boxer, again, with a push from Willie Brown. She had zero appeal in the 2020 election. She left that campaign. She was the first one to drop out with zero electoral votes. And the only reason, the only reason that she was selected as VP is because of the aforementioned skin and plumbing. But the Democrats have backed themselves into a corner. They have a massive problem. So they can't get rid of Kamala without cutting a significant backroom deal with her involving a lot of money, a lot of face saving. Black women in North Carolina will not ever vote for a Democrat again if they pull Obama, if they pull Kamala off the campaign. So she could be their nominee. But even for a party that cheats as much as the Democrats do, well, she still might be too much for them to overcome. Gavin? Well, Gavin Newsom's been everywhere. He came to the Republican debate last week in Simi Valley at the Reagan Library. He seems to be going to places where he's getting a lot of conservatives and Republicans, right of center types, to take notice of him. Do they like what they hear and see? I don't think so. But he will probably be the elite's favorite. But I don't think he wears well. The slick back hair, the smarmy used car salesman approach. You know, the only reason that he was politically successful, and when I say politically successful, not policy-wise, he's been a disaster in policy in California, but he's been politically successful in the state of California is because of his family connections. Aunt Pelosi is his aunt, Nancy Pelosi is his aunt. And the fact that California is a significantly one-party state. So RFK, he comes in, not as a Democrat, but as an independent. And I don't know what that means. He won't be a libertarian. They have the infrastructure to get into states for him to be on the ballot. So I don't really know what that's going to look like for RFK Jr., if he becomes an independent. Let's assume he's on all 50 states. He needs to be taken seriously. His agenda, while in many ways is definitely conventionally progressive, it's left of center. He has, if you've listened to him, some truly bold departures from the Democrat Party. He's for liberty. Where do you hear that today? Even that word from Democrats. He's for free speech, true free speech. Not arbitrated free speech determined by somebody who is obviously biased. He's against war. He's against concentrations of wealth and power in the private and public sectors. And of course, I had him on my show. We talked well about this. He is absolutely 100% against the collusion between government corporations and our big pharma. The pharmaceutical companies are destroying people. Destroying. The entire OxyContin epidemic of opioids came from Big Pharma. COVID. more and more proof is coming out that the CDC, the NIH, and the powers that be in the pharmaceutical companies were trying to create vaccines in an illegal way on American shores, so they moved to Wuhan, China, to test. I had a discussion with a friend of my brother's last week. Her father was a world-renowned immunologist. He was very successful and very well-known, and I'm not going to say his name. Number one, I would consider him a left-of-center type. He certainly was not conservative, but he absolutely had disdain for Fauci. Number two, 6 years ago, he said the next great epidemic and pandemic, I should say, the next great pandemic will come out of Wuhan, China. This is where we're shipping our testing that is not legal on America's shores. So RFK Jr. has seen all of this. He knows the collusion. He understands that people are incentivized at the CDC to come up with their own vaccines and will be given royalties, six-figure royalties annually for the rest of their lives, even while they're paid by the taxpayers. But Big Pharma is incentivizing them. So you have a tremendous land rush of vaccines, and that is why we have gone from 3, measles, mumps, rubella, when we were all kids, to now over 77 that kids have and young adults have. And we're seeing numbers of people that get sick, that get allergies. Who the heck had a peanut allergy when we were kids? Never heard of such a thing. So I'm interested. I'm listening. I don't know if he's going to help or hurt Biden or help or hurt Trump. He, you know, states like Michigan and North Carolina, Kennedy could pull enough votes to put those states in play. North Carolina in play wouldn't be to Trump's advantage. I think he will absolutely take the Tar Heel state. But Kennedy is interesting because he provides a safe haven for Democrats who are disenchanted with Biden or Biden's administration. Those Democrats do exist still. They're amongst us. You may be one. Democrat-leaning independents. The anti-Trump, yeah, of course, but they're sick of Biden. They're sick of the corruption. They're sick of the leftism and the wokeism. They could park their votes with him. And that could constitute a critical drain on Biden's support in 5 states that decided the 2020 election, those states being Georgia, Arizona, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and New Hampshire. I think you're looking at a very liquid, fast moving, the ground is moving under our feet for 2024. As much as the media, especially the DNC, want this to be a binary choice between Biden and Trump next year, I think it may be something other than that. The first question is, does Biden even make it to 2024? Democrats don't have a backbench. They think maybe Newsom is it, and that's why they're letting him do what he's doing right now. And that very well may be true. But I think RFK Jr. is the black swan event for the Democrats next year. The question is, what happens to Trump? What happens to the rest of the field? If Trump falls back, do we get a DeSantis? We'll see. It's not that far, folks. It's not that far. We're just a year out. Everybody have a great rest of the week. It was a pleasure being here with you. Joe will be back tomorrow night. And as always, love being with you guys. It's always a lot of fun. And I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful beginning of October. Talk to you all soon. God bless. Bye-bye.